weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll have clear skies, temperatures in the lower 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the southeast. Tomorrow night, clear, upper 60s. And Friday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 77.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA will be taking some action to curb the market power of equipment manufacturers and other agribusiness giants, but it's not clear yet what kind of teeth there will be in what USDA does. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced yesterday that President Biden will be signing an executive order directing USDA to address issues like the ability of farmers to repair their high-tech equipment, but as usual, provided few details. Critics of the industry practices say concerns over software and code prevent farmers from doing their own repairs or utilizing third-party mechanics. An official with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, Stephanie C., said member companies support a farmer's right to repair his or her own equipment, and the industry provides diagnostic guides, service manuals, and other tools and information for repairs and maintenance. White farmers suing USDA in Texas over its debt relief program for minority producers are objecting to some of the preparatory work USDA is doing and continuing despite a preliminary injunction. The plaintiffs said USDA filed papers before the U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor following his July 1 order halting payments under the program, an action already taken by judges in Wisconsin and Florida. On Monday, the plaintiffs said O'Connor's order barred USDA from discriminating on account of race or ethnicity in administering the program. That includes, the plaintiffs argued, sending letters to eligible borrowers. The plaintiffs said the court's order not concerned with whether the defendants are forgiven a loan, as opposed to taking mere preparatory steps in that direction. They went on to say it is a concern whether the defendants are discriminating against the class member on the account of their race or ethnicity. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Greetings, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Department of Labor says they're getting better at answering their phone calls with the unemployment benefit issues that they've experienced over the last year with the COVID-19 pandemic. As they say that now they're able to answer an average of 60 to 80% of all the phone calls that they receive every day. But some are still struggling to get some answers.
It's taken a big toll on me. And I'm 52 years old, and I've worked since I was 14. And always paid taxes and always been on the right side of the law. And so when finally, you know, go back and, you know, you have a pandemic and it's the first time you ever file unemployment, and then you have to go through this.
That audio from KWCH News. The KDOL says that they believe the reason some people can't get through on the phone lines is due to the auto dialers. In other news, a 67-year-old man was arrested for allegedly sexually assaulting a 5-year-old boy in Hugoton last month. KWCH News reports that police arrested Juan Johnny Gonzalez for the assault that happened back on June 25th. At American.
Stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The federal government is set to pay $7 million to settle 8 cases filed by veterans who said they were sexually abused by a former physician assistant at the Veterans Affairs Hospital in Leavenworth, Kansas. The veterans alleged that Mark Winsner subjected them to unnecessary genital exams and other physical abuse at the Dwight D. Eisenhower VA Medical Center. Winsner was a physician assistant at the hospital between 2008 and 2014. More than 80 veterans represented by other lawyers settled their lawsuits over abuse from Winsner for $6.7 million in 2019. Winsner was convicted of aggravated sexual battery and related charges in 2017 and sentenced to nearly 16 years in prison. In other news, Kansas lawmakers plan to hold 14 town hall meetings across the state to gather opinions later this summer and fall on how the legislature should redraw political boundaries next year. Six legislative leaders agreed earlier today to have the same number of town hall meetings that lawmakers held ahead of the last redistricting in 2012. The state must redraw congressional, legislative, and state board of education districts every 10 years. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Authorities say a man drowned in a southern Nebraska lake on the July 4th holiday. The Harlan County Sheriff's Office says a 23-year-old man died Sunday in Harlan County Lake. Sheriff's officials say a 911 call late Sunday afternoon reported the drowning, and deputies were joined by officials with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the Nebraska State Patrol, and Nebraska Game and Parks Commission in searching for the man. His body was found about 3 hours later on the south side of the lake, located near Alma. Investigators believe the man had been swimming when he likely became fatigued and drowned. Authorities have not released his name by midday yesterday. An autopsy has been ordered. An Omaha therapist and mental health advocate announced that she will run in the Democratic primary for Nebraska's 2nd Congressional District. Alicia Shelton says she will seek the party's nomination to challenge the incumbent, U.S. Representative Don Bacon, a 3-term Republican in the district that includes Omaha. Mid-America Network News.
Grab your keys and hit the road this summer. Make your first stop Rusty Egg Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty Egg Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty Egg Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush into Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/21.
Twin Valley Developmental Services is seeking caring individuals to work with people with disabilities in residential settings. This is an excellent opportunity to help others be and do all they dream by advancing their daily living and social skills, personal care, record keeping, and light household tasks. Fuller part-time in Greenleaf and Beatty. Benefits include shift differential pay, sign-on bonus, paid time off, health insurance, and a retirement package. Apply online at twinvalleyfriends.com/job-openings and make a difference today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area employers are facing a challenge finding workers. Local manufacturers, including Landall Company and Tension Envelope, have been advertising for multiple positions in production and related fields this summer. Don Landall indicating that as many as 100 openings are available at a variety of jobs. Healthcare workers remain in high demand, with Cambridge Place offering incentives, among others. Support positions, including Twin Valley Developmental Services and St. Gregory Catholic School, have reached out for applicants. Construction's another sector in high demand, with Inline and Marysville Ready Mix seeking workers. These are among local businesses advertising for help with KNDY. It's estimated that several hundred jobs may be available locally, with many help wanted signs out. As a reminder, Marshall County Partnership for Growth allows local businesses to post openings on their job board at no charge, and those seeking opportunities are encouraged to go to the organization website, choose marshallcountyks.com/jobs-hire-here-first. That site again, choose marshallcountyks.com. Marysville Volunteer Fire Department responded late Tuesday evening to a downstairs apartment of a residence at 306 North 12th Street. No fire was apparent. Firemen were on the scene briefly. Termed as suspicious in nature, investigation continues into a pickup truck and a trailer destroyed by fire southeast of Beatrice. A resident called in shortly before 6 a.m. Tuesday with a vehicle on South 23rd, south of Lilac, and the trailer with tools some 2 miles away on South 10th Road. They had been reported stolen. Authorities ask anyone with information, please contact them. The Nebraska Fire Marshal's Office is working with the Gage County Sheriff's Office on the investigation. An injury accident was reported June 7th in Marshall County. Paul Funk of Axtell was pulling onto U.S. 36 from parking at 11th Terrace. He lost control of his motorcycle. Funk was transported to CMH. At a June 22nd hearing in the first-degree murder charges of Donald McLaughlin and burning his home, one of two defendants, Jefferson S. Goad, entered a plea of not guilty in Marshall County District Court. Arraignment for a second man involved, Jeremy Penix II, was also scheduled recently. Pre-fair judging for the Marshall County Fair is Thursday, July 8th at Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville. 4-H youth will be judged in photography, fashion review, clothing construction, arts and crafts, fiber arts, and consumer judging ahead of the fair, which runs July 15th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. As a reminder, fair cleanup is planned this Sunday, July 11th at 4 at the fairgrounds. Frank E. Jandra, age 78 of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Frank Jandra. Evelyn J. Fulton, age 87 of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation Wednesday 1 until 4 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Fulton. Paul J. Prelwitz, age 101 of the Moralville area, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Fairbury. Interment St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Cemetery at Moralville. Rosary at the Curtis Meyer Funeral Home in Fairbury Thursday at 7, with Curtis Meyer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Paul Prelwitz.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Summer fun in 21. The annual Marshall County Fair is July 15th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. The carnival arrives Thursday and will operate each evening through Sunday, 6 till 10 p.m., featuring wristbands every night except Sunday. Entries come in Friday with the Red Dirt Rendezvous Band performing live at 8. Saturday night's Demo Derby begins at 7, with Rewind Band taking the stage at 9. Sunday features the annual Barnyard Boogie, a Christian music concert on the square with House of the Rising Sun at 4, and the Fair Parade at 6. Petting Zoo, Pony Rides, Pedal Pull and Watermelon Feed, Savannah Chestnut Live at 8 on the ground Sunday evening. Round Robin is Monday. Tuesday, the 4-H Fashion Review and Cake Auction, Livestock Auction, and a fair supper on Tuesday, catered by Ricky's Cafe, is open to the public beginning at 6. Full schedule, more information online, MarshallCountyFair.com, and on Facebook.
The Beach Boys, live in concert.
Can't you have fun, fun, fun today?
Over five decades of timeless hits. Saturday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. at Alcove Spring, 6 miles south of Marysville, Kansas. Tickets on sale now at mcactickets.com. The Beach Boys, 2021 Feel Flows World Tour. VIP packages available at thebeachboys.com and mikelove.com. Produced by Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a front moving across the central into the east central parts of the United States in our area. Just scattered showers and thunderstorms early. Otherwise, high pressure system moves in. We're seeing a relief from that heat and humidity. We're going to see temperatures only in the lower 80s for this Wednesday, 80s for tomorrow before we're going to see warmer temperatures for Friday. Another system will move in as we head into Friday night into Saturday, bringing more chances of showers and thunderstorms. So looking at the forecast, scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, lower 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s, around 90. Winds will be from the southeast. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 60s. As we into Friday, mostly sunny skies, upper 90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July 91, record high on this date 108, the average low 68, the record low 46. Sunset this evening at 8:56, sunrise in the morning at 6:08. We received just about 20 hundredths of an inch of rain with a brief shower overnight.
It's true, some people actually prefer fruit on their ice cream instead of hot fudge. It's all about the strawberry sundaes today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 7th, the 188th day of the year. One of the last remaining Beatles, Ringo Starr, is turning 81 today. It's also National Strawberry Sundae Day. Now that we have to pull your leg to eat ice cream in July, strawberry ice cream was popularized by Dolly Madison, who had it served at the inauguration of her husband, James Madison. The ice cream sundae was created in Ithaca, New York. The tasty concoction of ice cream with toppings was only sold on Sundays at a local soda fountain. The spelling was changed after a glassware salesman placed an order for the long dishes that they're served in by spelling it with an E instead of a Y. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about tasty treats online at almanac.com.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
A win for the Royals, a loss for the Wind Surge. Wednesday, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. We'll start with the Royals. Salvador Perez's walk-off single capped Kansas City's four-run rally as the Royals beat the Cincinnati Reds 7-6. The Royals scored six runs off the Reds' bullpen in the final two innings, and Perez got his third game-ending hit this season. The Royals and the Reds back at it this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium for the final game of that series. First pitch is at 1:10. A high-scoring Wild game ultimately fell the way of the Naturals in last night's series opener at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. The Wichita Wind Surge hit five home runs on the night, but couldn't hold Northwest Arkansas despite the great offensive outing. The Wind Surge will play Game 2 against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals this evening. First pitch is set for 7:05 from Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Versatile forward Ochai Agbaji and high-scoring point guard Remy Martin have withdrawn from the NBA draft, opting instead to help Kansas chase a sixth national championship. Agbaji announced his decision to return to the Jayhawks, whom he helped reach the second round of the NCAA tournament about 2 hours before Martin withdrew from the draft. Martin starred for Arizona State last season, but announced he was transferring to Kansas if he withdrew from the draft. The Kansas City Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes is teaming up with USA Football to host three youth football coaching clinics across Missouri this summer, while his 15 and the Mahomes Foundation has provided grants to 15 youth football leagues. The collaboration between the three-time Pro Bowl quarterback and USA Football was announced Monday. It's another example of the investment that Mahomes and his wife, Brittany Matthews, are making in their adopted community. Back to baseball, the Royals and the Wind Surge back in action today, both playing at home. Mid-America Network Sports.
Now's the time to get the equipment you need to work more productively in the harvest season ahead and harvest more savings, too. Visit CamEquip during New Holland Harvest Days for great deals on select New Holland tractors, hay tools, and harvesting equipment, including 0% financing and cash back. Stop by CamEquip in Marysville. But hurry, Harvest Days end September 30th, 2021. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
You don't have to sacrifice beauty for low maintenance. Instead, include hosta varieties available in a myriad of leaf shapes, sizes, and color combinations. These mainstays of the shade garden are hardy, reliable, and provide added beauty to the landscape from spring through fall. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll find bright green, blue green to gold leaves. Some will have stripes or splashes of white, cream, or gold. The leaves may be smooth, strongly veined, or even puckered, and can be heart-shaped, long and narrow, or cupped. And a few of the newer varieties have red stems to add to the colorful display. Watch as the leaves turn yellow in fall, adding new color to the garden. Enjoy the white or lavender flowers that appear in midsummer or fall. Some are fragrant and all attract hummingbirds and bees. Leave a few of the seed pods on the plants for the juncos to enjoy. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
When the United States entered World War II, soldiers were asked to fight in places where it would be difficult to take conventional airplanes to get them supplies. There were many ideas that resulted, and one of them was developed here in the panhandle of Texas. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In early 1942, the U.S. military was developing a cargo glider program that could help them deliver important equipment and supplies into areas difficult to reach in combat. Soon, a training program was established, and Army airfields were needed to begin readying glider pilots.
It was decided the primary advanced glider training, where they actually were learning to fly the CG-4A glider, would happen at South Plains Army Airfield. Of the little over 7,200 glider pilots who were trained during World War II, about 5,800 of them earned their G-wings, got the glider wings here at South Plains Army Airfield.
Sharon McCullough is the curator of the Silent Wings Museum on the north side of Lubbock, Texas. These, of course, weren't like the sport gliders you might see today for recreation.
The CG-4A cargo glider is 88 feet wide in wingspan and 45 feet long. It can handle 13 troops in the cargo area, plus a pilot and a co-pilot.
The gliders were towed in the air, most often by a C-47 aircraft, then released to glide to their destination.
It was basically a one-time use. There were some plans to retrieve gliders from combat zones and then bring them back to air bases, refurbish them, and make them flyable. Combat landings or rough landings, they didn't retrieve as many as they had hoped.
And given the conditions these gliders were towed into, it's easy to see why so few were able to be reused.
Combat, it's a one-way trip into a landing zone that they're shooting at you, and you're just getting on the ground as quickly as possible, so you're going to tear that glider up.
So what were your chances of surviving as a pilot or passenger on one of these gliders to simply get to the combat zone? That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
The silks hanging out of an ear of corn are critically important for harvest down the road. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for a lesson in corn reproduction as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It is a pain to remove all the silk when you're husking sweet corn. However, you wouldn't be eating any if the silks weren't there. And if you're picking off a lot of the stringy stuff, you've probably got a nice full ear of corn. All corn plants are a bit of an oddity among the major crops that we grow because the male and female flowers are separated physically on the plant. Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says the tassel represents the male flower. The silks and the ovules attached to the silks on the ear represent the female flowers. The magic happens when pollen from the tassel is captured by a strand of silk.
It'll germinate and puts out a pollen tube that actually penetrates the silk and grows or develops down the interior of the silk. Once it gets to the ovule, then the male genetic component in that pollen fertilizes with the female genetic component of the ovule. Then the miracle of life occurs and we get a kernel developing.
Each silk represents a kernel of corn, so it's very important that tassels and silks are in sync with each other at the right time and in the right conditions.
If the silks emerge and there's no pollen, well, that's not good. And if the pollen begins to shed from the tassel before any silks are out, that's not good. And so that needs to be in synchrony in order to maximize the number of kernels that will eventually develop on the ear.
Corn silk colors can vary from yellow to purple to red depending on the genetics of the hybrid. Popcorn hybrids in particular often have vibrant purplish silks, but all silks eventually dry up and turn brown. Learn more about corn silk and the pollination process at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
He shakes the time, pains of his will. If you need directions anywhere, don't ask me. You will likely end up 20 miles from your destination. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, I have a terrible sense of direction. It's why I depend on tools to help me, like GPS and maps, and people who know the streets like the back of their hand. When it comes to your finances, there's lots of tools to help you too, like online calculators that'll help figure out how much you need to save for retirement, and websites that offer spreadsheets that can help you create a household budget. But the best tool is the one you already have. It's your internal money compass. It'll tell you how God wants you to be a wise steward of your financial resources and prevent you from going off track with your spending. So use your internal compass to find the best financial path for you. And then check out the other tools available too. Ultimately, they'll help you lead a more meaningful life filled with gratitude.
Widespread outbreaks of plant or animal diseases can take a huge toll on the human population as well. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Jean Ristino and her colleagues at North Carolina State University recently published a paper showing that various genetic strains of the blight that caused the Irish potato famine in the 1840s continued to cause problems around the world long afterward. Ristino says many plant pathogens are at work around the globe today.
In Bangladesh, several years ago, there was a big wheat blast outbreak. Central America was hit with coffee rust and devastated the smallholder farms in Central America in 2012 and 2013. And now there's a banana disease that's threatening the banana production in the Americas. The pathogens are on the move.
Ristino suggests setting up a better system of surveillance and early warning so that these plant diseases can be attacked before they get out of hand.
We're suggesting that a global disease surveillance network is needed and that it needs to be funded by intergovernmental organizations, commodity groups, ag chemical companies, NGOs, a cohort of players need to fund these networks. Right now we have a surveillance system for late blight and stem rust on wheat, but many other diseases we don't have surveillance systems for.
More on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Career opportunities are available at Landall Company in Marysville for assemblers, material handlers, service technician, and welders, earning $47,000 to $64,000 a year to start. $2 shift differential for second and third shift. Excellent benefit package averaging $12.45 an hour or $26,000 per year with a hiring bonus of $500 to $1,000. Apply online at landall.com/careers. Or phone 785-562-5381. Landall is an equal opportunity employer.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, the weekly crop progress report was a day behind because of the 4th of July holiday on Monday. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service now shows that 62% of the Kansas wheat crop has been harvested as of this last week. That compares to 72% on the five-year year average. We were 75% finished this time last year. And, of course, with the rain, harvest has been kind of a start-and-stop affair across the entire state, but harvest is moving into northwest Kansas, as we hear from Kansas Wheat's Marcia Boswell.
Jeff Kimmel with Frontier Ag in Seguin reported harvest is yet again delayed in Sheridan County after it started raining hard on Tuesday afternoon. Harvest only really kicked off in the area on July 3rd, with the Seguin and Menlo locations taking in only a few scattered loads the week before. Kimmel said it's probably the latest start to harvest that I've ever seen. Harvest is only beginning, but the results are highly variable. Test weights were ranging from 52 to 60 pounds per bushel before the most recent rains, and proteins are averaging from the low 10s to 13%. A pattern of extremely wet, then extremely hot weather, repeated, is likely the cause, along with spots of stripe rust. With roughly 90% of the wheat left to cut in the area, Kimmel expects farmers to be in the combine for a while after fields dry out from Tuesday's rain.
So wheat harvest continues to run behind schedule in Kansas, but moving into the northwest and far northeastern corners of the state. And if we can keep the rains away, we'll keep making progress. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment. Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit AARP.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
HPN is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers in the U.S. planted fewer corn and soybean acres than the trade expected, according to today's USDA report. As a result, a little bit after 11, the grain markets jumped higher. Corn went to its daily limit. Soybeans up some 85 cents. So wheat up 22 cents higher. The outside markets also were higher. Not really a response to that, but still an overall big day. The big acreage number was built into the market, but USDA didn't push out the big numbers that many had expected. In the June Prospective Planning Report, USDA pegged the 2021 U.S. corn acres 92.7 million. The trade had expected 93.7 million. The previous estimate back in March, 91.14. For soybeans, the acreage at 87.6 million, the trade expectation was 89 million. USDA's March estimate came in at 87.6. The USDA estimate for the grain stocks on and off farm pegged the June 1 U.S. corn stock 4.112 billion bushels. The trade guess was 4.2. The soybean June 1st stock totaled 766 million bushel. The trade had estimated 787 million bushel. U.S. wheat stocks as of June 1st came in 843. And the U.S. wheat stocks as of June 1st, 843 million bushel. The trade expected at 859 million bushels. Reaction goes like this. The numbers surprised the beans the most. Planted acres lower than all the survey estimates. Corn prices surged due to the expected dramatic change in the corn balance sheet and less than optimal July forecast for the maturing crop. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
The silks hanging out of an ear of corn are critically important for harvest down the road. Stay tuned for a lesson in corn reproduction on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
To remove all the silk when you're husking sweet corn. However, you wouldn't be eating any if the silks weren't there. And if you're picking off a lot of the stringy stuff, you've probably got a nice full ear of corn. All corn plants are a bit of an oddity among the major crops that we grow because the male and female flowers are separated physically on the plant. Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says the tassel represents the male flower. The silks and the ovules attached to the silks on the ear represent the female flowers. The magic happens when pollen from the tassel is captured by a strand of silk.
It'll germinate and puts out a pollen tube that actually penetrates the silk and grows or develops down the interior of the silk. Once it gets to the ovule, then the male genetic component in that pollen fertilizes with the female genetic component of the ovule. Then the miracle of life occurs, and we get a kernel developing.
Each silk represents a kernel of corn, so it's very important that tassels and silks are in sync with each other at the right time and in the right conditions.
If the silks emerge and there's no pollen, well, that's not good. And if the pollen begins to shed from the tassel before any silks are out, that's not good. And so that needs to be in synchrony in order to maximize the number of kernels that will eventually develop on the ear.
Corn silk colors can vary from yellow to purple to red depending on the genetics, but all silks eventually dry up and turn brown. I'm Jody Hankey. Learn more about corn silk and the pollination process at agriculture.com.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Soybeans on a rally. Corn is not. Kansas City wheat has bounced up. We had some tough going early on, but September Kansas City wheat is up 5 1/4 now at $5.89. December is up 5 at $6.50. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat are coming along higher as well. Corn still hasn't gotten the memo. September corn is down 4 1/4 at $5.47 3/4. December is down 5 1/2 at $5.34 1/4. Not getting any traction after a tough day yesterday. And soybeans seem to be doing well. August beans up 29 3/4 at $13.74. September beans up 28 1/4 at $13.41. Nice double-digit gains in the back months. So some progress being made with soybeans, trying to gain back some of those huge losses on Tuesday. August soybean meal is up $4.10 at $3.60.70. September is up $4.30 at $3.62.60. Some $4-plus gains in all the back months. Soybean oil is doing well. August is up 74 points at 61.14. September is up 80 points at 60.40. So a better look today in the soybean complex than we saw on Tuesday for certain. Cotton is mixed. October cotton is down 37 points at 87.49, but December cotton is up 17 points at 87.57. So cotton is mixed. Canola is sharply higher right now. In the livestock complex, August live cattle down $2.40 at $120 even. October down $2.02 at $126.12. August feeders down $2.20 at $158.42. September down $192 at $160.80. All the back months are down there. Hogs are down. July hogs down $102 at $108.90. August hogs currently down $185 at $100.50. So not a good look across the livestock complex. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat growers count on industry-leading, high-quality AgriPro brand-certified seed to maximize performance and profitability, particularly under demanding growing conditions. AP Roadrunner, new from AgriPro brand for 2021, is a consistent top yielder in drought conditions. AP Roadrunner also brings good stripe rust tolerance, a good overall leaf health package, and Hessian fly tolerance to your farm. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and even during the summer months, hail, heavy rain, and high winds could damage your roof. You need Burwell Roofing and Construction. Burwell Roofing and Construction out of Goddard, Kansas, is a local roofing company that has been helping Kansans for over 30 years. They use the latest in technology to ensure you're getting an accurate estimate to help take care of your new roof. They can even do siding and window replacement. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Goodwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
You never read, but 3 summers back,
think Tim will grow. I hope you think my favorite song. Someday you'll turn your radio on. I hope it takes you back to that place when you think happiness. I hope you think that little black dress. Think of my head on your chest and my old faded blue jeans.
Legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.